encourage yourself in the Lord. So yeah, encourage yourself in Him, because you know nobody's going to encourage you. We had people. People are not going. Most people
don't depend on people to encourage you.
No. You know, and you will not find any encouragement sometimes when you're moving in radical faith. So, because that's part of the test. That's
and
part
look, of the test. You may go to knock on the door and you're like, yo, these are my people. I know they'll look out so. And that door may slam in your face. And you're like, yo, but what happened? I thought you was on my side. I thought so. Yah is the one that could have blocked that because he has something different.
Greater and better.
So sometimes people are operate and do things and they don't really even know why they're doing it. Yeah. So don't get upset with those people because they reject you or you feel rejected. Because they're doing what they need to do for you to move on and go to the next door. Because their door was not the answer.
Hallelujah.
Sacred life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred.
What up? This your boy Twain, owner of Sacred Apparel.
Anna Johnson, owner of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
26.
Yay. Where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
It's been a while, people, and she's working towards getting her parts.
That's right.
How to live the sacred life. Yes, we have been gone for some weeks. It's been weeks. Yeah, it's been some weeks. And I had like, we was doing good. I think in the last episode when we recorded at the office, I was bragging about me doing them back to back. And then we had a shift. If you notice, this is titled Crossing the Jordan.
And the background's different.
Our background is different. Our whole setup is different. Our whole shebang is different.
Our life has taken a shift.
And it's been a great shift. I mean, as you can tell, we got a fireplace. We got to be in what?
A house.
A house, baby. But listen, we'll get into that. Let us open with prayer. You want to open with prayer?
Sure. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And we give you the glory, Father. We thank you for our listeners. And we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us, Father. We just pray that you would be glorified in this time that we just come to talk about how you have worked in our lives and in the lives of your children. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray and we thank thee and give thee the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Johnson, she don't like small talk, but she always know I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been great.
Great. That's great to hear. She's been great. It's been a lot going on.
Let's tell them what's been going on.
What's going on is her Overdaily mug. I don't know if that was a plug, how you picked it up.
No,
like that.
You
grabbed your mug, you was like, tell them what's going on.
Okay.
So, yeah, she has a couple of mugs out for her Overcoming Daily podcast as well.
Yeah.
She has a TV show.
That's right.
Overcoming Daily.com. The Overcoming Daily Show, and it's on God's Learning Channel. I'll put the link down in the description below.
Hallelujah. It is a legitimate TV show.
Yeah. She has a talk show.
Hallelujah.
So the Overcoming Daily Show with Anna Johnson. So that's so dope.
Yeah.
What else we got? We talked about the book. The Overcomer's Guide.
Got the Overcomer's Guide e-course.
She has a workshop, the Overcomer's Guide e-course. Like I said, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Of course, the Sacred Apparel, we've been editing. We've been dropping two new pieces every week. So if you're not signed up for our newsletter, click the newsletter because that's the only way you get the discounts. We don't put it out there to let people know, but it's only in the newsletter. So sign up for the newsletter and you get discounts, all right? What else? Well, let's hop into the big one, crossing the Jordan.
That's right.
So in scripture, you know, when they crossed the Jordan, that was a big deal because they were headed to where? To the promised land, the land of milk and honey.
They were stepping into the promises.
They were stepping into it. So when you step into the promises, that doesn't mean you've officially reached the final promise.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
But you're crossing over to like greater ground, greater land, where the grass is greener. And yes, yeah, the grass is greener on the other side, baby.
You're actually crossing into war.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. So
there's no territory to be gained without some sort of warfare.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like we said, the weapons before. But like we said, the title is this is Crossing the Jordan. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, as you know, through our testimonies and different things, we have been living in an RV.
Camper,
same thing, RV.
No, camper. RVs you drive.
Mm-hmm. We drive it. We just pull it.
No, we were in a camper trailer.
We were in the camper, RV, for like the past, how many years? 2 years?
No, my goodness.
3 years? No, it's been a four-year journey.
A four-year journey. It would have been 3 years.
So
it would have been 3 years.
Almost 3 years. In November.
No. Let's see.
No.
It would have been 4 years in November.
Okay, yeah.
It would have been 4 years in November.
We got the camper in November.
Yeah.
But we've been in this journey.
4 years this summer.
Okay, yeah, this summer. So, yeah.
June 1st.
We're in a house. We have a house.
Yes,
now.
Miraculously. A house. So let me help because you're struggling.
I'm everywhere. I'm
all over the place. So the timeline is that we ended up in April having a tree decide, a healthy tree decided to just kind of lean over our camper, and it caused just enough damage. Well, actually, it was some. That's a long story.
A significant amount of damage.
Yeah. So they totaled our camper.
They totaled it.
And they told us we needed to get out because they were going to pick it up.
But see, look. Even before that, though, that was a claim. We had just done a claim. It wasn't even the whole week
month
before.
No, it wasn't. Well,
no, it wasn't.
You had to go all the way back because you're only going a step back.
So a month before that, we did a claim. It came out. Fixed a
couple
the roof.
Months before that.
And, we had a big tree branch go through. We've told y'all about that. Mm-hmm. If you don't remember, go back through the episodes.
Yeah.
So we had.
So we got our roof prepared.
We got a whole roof prepared, a brand new roof. So then we're like, so y'all, you're doing something. Maybe you want us to stay in this camper for a little bit longer.
Yeah. So we're like,
I got a little bit semi-depressed about that.
Yeah. We're like, okay, well, we've got a new roof, so that means our journey continues.
Yeah, our journey continues.
Yeah.
But then, like a month later,
not even a month fully, probably,
we get another branch.
But this was just for like, it was
through the roof. It was through the roof, but it didn't pierce and come all the way through.
Actually, it more looked like a log than a branch. The first one was a legitimate branch.
Yeah, it was a thick branch.
Looked like somebody stood
this
on top
like
of the camper.
This was like a log, and somebody just said, push.
Yeah, like they dropped a log in our.
So I called and did the second claim. And the man's like, are you serious? He's like, bro, you got to be kidding me. I mean, he was funny. He was like, they got a kick out of it. It was like, yo, you're not going to believe this. So that we did that claim.
And
that didn't.
The claim was still processing.
It was still processing.
Wow. The third.
Then the next week.
The whole tree just. Yes. And so people from the campsite.
Hold on. You know what? I'm going to put the picture right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it right
now. Yeah. So people from the campsite were like, the owners were out there walking around and they were just like, they couldn't believe it. They were just like this is a healthy tree.
Yeah.
Like, and the wind was, it
wasn't even that strong.
Yeah, there was no storm, guys, or anything like that. There was.
But see, look, the way our faith is, we're out there, they thought we were crazy. Anna and I were out there, and we're laughing at it. We're laughing. Because we know how Yah has operated with us.
And we're looking up to the sky and saying,
We're like, we get it. We get it.
Okay, Yah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, we go to do the claim and they're like, well, we don't really, like, that claim doesn't even matter because we totaled the camper from the second thing.
What?
But so they want to come and get this camper, but guess what? We have nowhere to go.
Nowhere.
With us and the six kids.
But we didn't freak out about it because we're like, this is y'all's doing.
Yeah. Know?
So it's like we started knocking on doors.
Well, first we prayed, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
We prayed that.
I prayed too.
Yes, but we prayed.
Because I pray always.
I can't remember if
Shameless
this is
club.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can't remember if it was me praying with you or by myself that Abba would shut every door.
We prayed that together in my office.
Yeah, that we would shut every door that we weren't meant to walk in, but open that one door. And so our duty is to knock on doors. And so we were knocking on doors, and we thought we were supposed to buy, but that door was very closed.
We were looking for land.
That door was closed. And then I'm like, well, maybe it's just not the season to buy.
Right.
And that apparently was the fact.
Yeah.
So, long story short, we end up knocking on one door. Knock on this door cost us about $150. And Mr. Johnson was like, that's a lot of money. And I'm like,
just to knock on this door.
Yeah.
You know
so,
what I mean?
We ended up miraculously, guys, the miracles that we could tell you are amazing, but
this is a whole nother story inside itself at all.
Yeah, it's a whole nother story. That would take us an hour.
But we knocked on this door, and like she said, long story short, we ended up getting a house.
Yes. Not just a house, but a house that really met the needs of our family.
Yeah.
Everything that we had surrendered for the sake of the call.
One of the signs behind it, if y'all know anything about her story, is a lot of her signs are through hummingbirds.
Well, this season of my life, yeah.
What? No, this whole journey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
this
you said this
journey.
Season.
Like, meaning this season, meaning this journey.
Oh, okay, it just sounds like you belittled the dumb.
No,
girl.
Because
okay.
The other seasons, it's been rainbows.
Okay, well, this season has been hummingbirds. Yeah. For the past, 4 years it's been rainbows?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hummingbirds. The hummingbirds.
Yeah, that's where you're hummingbirds.
So, guess where the door we're knocking at is at? On Hummingbird Lane. I'm like,
we didn't know it until we knew
y'all.
It.
Come on, y'all. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, we get approved for this house.
Renting.
And granted, we're leaving the camper now, remember.
And we don't have any money yet to get this house.
No, before we started our journey, we had nothing.
Nothing. No money saved up.
No furniture.
No furniture, nothing.
You want to go ahead? Oh.
No, go ahead.
Before all was over, we had enough money for the down payment, enough money for the move in, the clothes, everything.
Everything we needed. And the house was fully furnished by...
Well, let's back up with that.
Yeah.
So, we're coming from a camper. So, I had a friend say, hey, what do y'all need? I'm like, girl, we're moving into a house from a camper. We have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When I say nothing, I mean nothing, just the clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, okay, let me make a few calls, so. Tell me why. That was on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thursday, we signed the paperwork for the house. Friday, we were moving in, and we had a fully furnished house. By furnished by Sunday or Monday. But Friday, we had beds and stuff to sleep in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So by Sunday, our house was completely furnished. I'm talking living room furniture,
washer, dryer,
table, glasses.
Table that serves eight people.
Everything
sectional,
was furnished.
Yeah.
Now, when I say Yah is good and He provides. Bro, listen. I mean,
did we have to do anything other than knock on the door and move forward in faith? That was it.
That's it. Just answer
that. That's it.
And knock on the door, and that's we always
that
talk
door
about
came open.
Doing your part in the physical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could sit there and be like, man, where are we to go? What are we supposed to do? But if you don't knock on any doors, how do you know what door you're to walk through?
Right.
So we had to go knocking on those doors.
And we, the door was, but don't get me wrong, like knocking on this door was intimidating because everything looked impossible. Plus, it looked like it was outside of our budget.
Right, yeah.
And because we didn't really have a budget.
No.
Because we were living on manna.
We're walking on the water.
Yeah.
We're walking on the water.
You know, it just so happened that, Monday, money hit our account, that the money that we needed. We put in the application for the house, and by Thursday, we were signing the lease, and we moved in on Friday.
The lady said, that we were signing for, the lady said, this has never happened like this. She said, usually it takes like 2 to 3 weeks for everything to go through and everything to be looked at. She said, y'all have done this in like 24 hours. She said, I've never seen paperwork flow like this,
that's
anything
good,
like that, that smooth. Less than 24 hours.
And then,
she said, y'all were the only people that actually even looked at the house. Which is shocking in itself. If you saw this house and how nice it was and where it was at.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like she said, she was just shocked by the whole scenario and everything.
Hallelujah. And it is miraculous that we would get this house with 6 kids.
Yeah.
That's miraculous.
Yeah.
But what's even more miraculous is that we've had this camper, we had the camper for almost 4 years. Anybody that knows anything about campers, campers depreciate. Oh, they don't appreciate.
And with six kids in it, they tear it up.
But that didn't really have anything to do with the value part.
No, I'm just saying they tear it up. They depreciated it.
Yeah, But what I'm saying is that when they did the claim.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm going. When they did the claim on the camper, you know, there would have been a potential that there was a loan on the camper. There would have been a potential that we would be, that we would still owe.
Thousands. When we got it, it was 17.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, just to let them know, it was like 17,000 when we got it. We had it for 4 years, almost 4 years. So bottom line is, when they came to pick up the camper, because it was total, the camper was paid off.
Well, they paid the camper off.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if they are.
I get what I was saying. They paid the camper off. So there was no more in.
So
they took care
of it. We moved in 1 week. They picked up the camper the next week. And the camper was paid off. And not only was it paid off, they even gave some money, some additional funds.
Exactly.
So they paid the bank off with some additional funds. This camper should have depreciated, but it appreciated.
Actually, we should have owed money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm just saying, girl.
Yeah. So
we should have owed money.
So we were set free from the camper
bondage payment.
Yeah. And that's what we had been praying for.
Yeah.
Even before all this happened. So I say all this to say, guys, you don't know how God is going to answer your prayers.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, but he'll do it.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like the blink of an eye. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 1 week we're doing
one
this,
minute we were in a camper,
and the next week we're in a house.
We're not.
Like, what?
Hallelujah.
It's good.
Yes. So the thing is that everything that we surrendered or what we gave, what we forsaked for the sake of the call,
we got back even
it
better.
Has been restored double fold.
And even better than we had before.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, double fold. Like, it's better. Like, you know, we got a better washer and dryer than what we had that we surrendered. We've actually got a table that actually fits everybody perfectly.
Everybody.
We have, you know, people gave us, different people were giving us things. And these people didn't really know each other. And yet our entire house matches.
Yeah. Look, you want to know the kicker? So we had to go to, there was so much stuff that we had to get. We had to rent a U-Haul truck. All right. Tell us why to one of the neighborhoods we had to go to pick up some stuff. The lady left us money. I'm not going to say how much money, but the money covered our U-Haul.
I said,
y'all have us out here. We had to rent a full U-Haul to go pick up stuff. Then he sends us to someone's house, and they decide to leave us some money, saying bless our family, and the money is enough to cover the U-Haul. So he paid us. Paid us to come pick up stuff in the U-Haul. So took care of all of us.
Absorbed the expense.
Come on. Then another one left money for gas.
Yeah.
Nothing came out of pocket.
And so that's the thing is, like, the promises and the provisions of the Father, they do not cost us.
Right.
He always, He provided. He provided. Yeah. Hallelujah.
You won't have to question, is this y'all? You'll know it's in my
way. So we are, so the Father has moved radically in our lives. And it was like the 4 years that we've been out there, everything is just, it was like a whirlwind. Like when we were out there, it seemed like it was taking forever, but now here we are and we're not finished. We're just in transition.
We've
crossed over, but now there's territory for us to take, and that's where we're at. So, give scripture. So that's where we're at, guys. We are in back. We're in a house. We have dissolved our offices, our office outside, so that we have our home office now. We're no longer outside.
We don't have the other office. So we got a nice garage, 2-car garage. So that's where I'm at, is in the garage and everything right now, operating until we feel we're going to be moving to either a warehouse or some type of office.
Eventually, yes. But right now, this is where we're at in the season.
Yeah, right now, we're here. See how our setup is different. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, here we are.
The kid is summer, so the kids are here on summer break or whatever, out of school. So, they're still asleep right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to record early before they wake up.
Yeah, so do you have scripture? We're going to read Joshua 3.
As soon as the priest who carried the ark of Yahweh of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, The priests carried in the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest, yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edges, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zethran. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Araba, the Salt Sea, was completely cut off, so the people crossed over opposite Jericho.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we need to remember that
The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed crossing on dry ground.
That's a lot of standing, for sure. A lot of standing. But, you know, I've got in my notes here, in my scripture, is that the people had water parted when fleeing from Pharaoh, and now the people will have water parted to move into the promised land. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. So, and literally, like, that's our story.
That's our story. So listen, stuff is not impossible.
No.
It may seem like it at the time, because I guarantee you just a week before we was like, oh, whoa, it's me.
No, I got to a peaceful place. I don't know what
you're talking about. I was getting fed up and irritated. I ain't even afraid. Because it was like, man, I was just getting worn out with it. But it's like, yeah, whatever your will is, you know, I mean, what you call me to do, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
So it looked bleak.
I accepted it, but it's like, man.
It looked like we were looking at homelessness, but we were looking at being in a home.
In a home, yeah.
Hallelujah. Because
we're not going to go back homeless again.
Yeah, like the camper was totaled and the insurance company is like, we're coming to pick it up.
Yeah. And I'm like, hold on.
And we're like, okay, but we don't have anywhere to,
where are we going
to
go?
We have nowhere to go. But
y'all,
we did.
Y'all took care of all of it. Yeah, I mean, everything.
And it's
the way everything set up and just fell in place. It's like dominoes being knocked over. Everything was just in order.
And
when flowed.
There are times when he moves. Sometimes it seems like he's moving in just little sprinkles, little trickles. Mm-hmm. But when he makes a power move.
Mm. When I move, you move.
Oh my goodness. Like granted, all his moves. All of his moves are power moves. But man,
we're really not
doing it any justice.
None.
As to
the, and we cut so much out of this, but man,
just his sovereignty moving in our lives. We once were homeless. I mean, living in a camper. Yes, we had a camper, but we were homeless. We were without a house.
Physical.
And we surrendered. We surrendered that house for the sake of the call. And here we are, he has restored, he's brought us into restoration, he's moving us into new territory, and it'd be interesting to see where we're at from a year from now.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
4 years, guys. Four years.
Journey's been real. It's
Four
been
years.
Real.
4 years.
Yes.
But he's been faithful.
So,
yes.
I don't even know what to say. because it's just been...
Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in him. Because, you know, nobody's going to encourage you. We had
Don't depend on people to encourage you.
You know, and you will not find any encouragement sometimes when you're moving in radical faith. So, because that's part of the test.
You may go to knock on the door and you're like, yo, these are my people. I know they'll look out so. And that door may slam in your face. And you're like, yo, what happened? I thought you was on my side. I thought so. Yah is the one that could have blocked that because he has something different.
Greater and better.
So sometimes people are operating and do things and they don't really even know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
So don't get upset with those people because they reject you or you feel rejected.
Yeah.
Because they're doing what they need to do for you to move on and go to the next door.
This
because
is true.
Their door was not the answer.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's close out.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for crossing the Jordan. We thank you for your provisions, all you've done, and all you continue to do. Father, we pray that you continue to give us ears to hear. Seeing that you will lead us and guide us to the path that you want us to go on and where we should be, Abba. These are all things we thank you for in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. So thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. We have all our links below. All her, everything about the book. her mugs, her website, the workshops, everything is down below.
Mm-hmm. The e-courses,
TV show, yes. Down below. Yeah. Check out Sacred Parallel, our website, everything is down below as well. If you enjoyed this, click the subscribe button.
Make sure to like.
If you're interested in supporting our ministry, we have links down below as well for that. And yeah, until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life.